Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
We begin this afternoon downtown at the hush money trial for former President Donald Trump. And it's already over for today, at least. The judge was planning on this being a short day anyway in observance of Passover, but a juror had an emergency dental appointment to go along with that. But in the short time they were able to get in, the state came out swinging.
Opening statements have concluded. The first witness took the stand today in the New York hush money trial of former President Trump. That witness, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Prosecutors in opening statements contending that Pecker met with Trump and his fixer Michael Cohen in Trump Tower to devise a scheme to kill negative stories about Trump while disguising hush money payments as legal charges. On the stand, Pecker saying, quote, "We used checkbook journalism and we paid for stories." Then the judge ending proceedings for the day, but as ABC's John Santucci says, Pecker will be back.
He's going to come back to the stand tomorrow. But nevertheless, it just shows the speed to which Judge Mershon is moving these proceedings with the fact that openings are done. We're already on the first witness for prosecutors.
Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
And Wentz family, I know it sounds weird. The witness's name is David Pecker. This guy's name is David Packer, the reporter there. So we'll get it confused. Anyway, right at the outset, prosecutors aim to elevate the gravity of this case. The first of 4 criminal prosecutions of Trump, setting the stage for an election interference scenario. And while Trump and his supporters insist this is all a Democratic political ploy, time to distract from his campaign, critics point out this isn't a persecution, but a prosecution of a man who allegedly broke the law, a prosecution which can't be ignored, they say, for a more convenient time. Again, the trial resumes tomorrow morning. Meantime, a defense trust for Mayor Adams just returned $22,000 in improper donations, which apparently came from folks who do business with the city. The Daily News said that the donations came in from a corporate entity and 10 persons with city government interests. A lawyer for the trust, Vito Pita, says the monies were returned in compliance with the law. The fund has spent about $82,000 of the $1 million raised so far on vetting services designed to make sure all donations are on the up and up. Defense trusts can be fined under ethics law for taking illegal donations, but they can avoid the sting of a fine if they locate and then return those monies within 20 days of getting them. A government watchdog says this isn't the first time the Adams Defense Trust had to do that. John Caney with Reinvent Albany says, why not just put the money in an escrow until you make sure it's good, and that way you wouldn't have to go through all this 20-day stuff and sending it back and yada, yada, yada. 1010 Winds has reached out to City Hall for a response. Lots of activity today on the campus of Columbia University. You know, it started last week when the school's president sat down with Congress to discuss anti-Semitism on campus. As you know, the school erupted into pro-Palestinian protests. More than 100 demonstrators were arrested last week. Fast forward to today, and things have gotten so tense, the school announced all virtual classes today. Don't come up here. But just in case, Governor Hochul and the NYPD have been keeping extra vigil to keep the peace. 1010 Winds is there.
Governor Hochul visited campus to meet with Columbia's president and the NYPD.
Students are scared. They're afraid to walk on campus. They don't deserve that. They deserve to be in an environment that is free from discrimination.
There are dozens of NYPD officers on the streets, but not on the campus, which is private property and policed by Columbia Security.
We haven't received any reports of any physical harm against any student. However, if there's any student, Jewish or whoever, that's been assaulted or wants to make a police report or wants to talk to the police, we encourage them to call 911.
Deputy NYPD Commissioner Cass Daughtry said they will ensure students going off campus for Passover Seders are safe. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Columbia University.
Also today, state and local lawmakers keeping their eyes on things, concerned about anti-Semitic incidents on school campuses, incidents which actually prompted the hearings in Washington in the first place, and a question of what are the schools doing about it.
The burning of Israeli flags, calling for the bombing of Tel Aviv, and for October 7th to happen over and over. Those are some of the things Jewish students at Columbia are seeing. Congressman Dan Goldman says everyone has a right to speak out, but now it's reaching an unacceptable level.
The rhetoric has escalated to a point where Jewish students feel unsafe, insecure, and broadly harassed.
Some Jewish leaders are telling Orthodox Jews not to come to campus. Congressman Josh Gottheimer.
While the leadership of Columbia may be failing you, we will not. We will do everything in our power to keep you safe.
The school president says anti-Semitic language is unacceptable and announced more security, including here at the Center for Jewish Life. Mac Rosenberg's 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Columbia.
Also today, they arrested a guy from New Brunswick in connection with that vandalism at the Center for Islamic Life at Rutgers. This is the incident we told you about last week, which made people nervous on that campus. 24-year-old Jacob Beecher is charged with damage to religious property and making fraudulent statements. Police say he's not affiliated with the school. Windows were shattered. Some artwork was destroyed. An investigation continues. Rutgers police say if you know anything about it, they want you to call to help out in the investigation. AccuWeather says this afternoon, mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 61. Approaching that already, we're about 59 degrees in Central Park. This just in, that new Terminal A out at Newark Liberty just won another award. Yes, it did. Skytrax just named EWR as the best new airport terminal in the world. In fact, the new $2.7 billion terminal was just recently awarded a prestigious 5-star rating, also from Skytrax. It's like the airport version of the Oscars. They actually held the 2024 Skytrax World Airport Awards in Frankfurt, Germany. I didn't even know they did that. All the big port authority brass flew over there to get the award. Board Chairman Kevin O'Toole says it really goes to the visionary work and the can-do attitude of Port Authority employees. The award covers everything from customer service experience to airport facilities to customer ease. Gotta hand it to him. It is truly one of the biggest, cleanest, and easiest airports to get through. Even the ride-hail app services out on the curb seem to be pretty orderly. I love it.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.